So, how did you get on with that core identity coaching model? Seriously, I do hope that you've guided someone else through that coaching process. Listen, the more we put these things into practice, the better we get. All right, it's taken me a decade to become really grounded in my life coaching process and also just knowing what to look for in people. All right, so we're still in the belief section right now. And right back in, I think, video one of the course, I suggested that we were going to be building quite a lot of resources into the course that you can actually print off and download and use in your own life coaching endeavors, in your own practice if you ever go on to set one up. And this is one of these resources. You've got the core identity model now, you've got the mistaken beliefs workbook, you've got loads of others that we've made available in the past couple of sections, but this is like a really big one. This is the core beliefs workbook. 50 questions to reflect upon and answer honestly. Now, this is a tool that I will sometimes keep up my sleeve, all right? Say, for example, I've got an indecisive client, a client who makes an inquiry, comes to me, says, "Yeah, I'm thinking about doing some life coaching. I think I want to work, but I'm not quite decided yet, just yet." And trust me when I say you will experience lots of people just like this. What I won't do, I certainly won't invest time or waste my time trying to convince people off the life coaching process, because if they cannot identify a genuine need in their own life, there's nothing that I can do to convince them. All right, and what's true for me, my friend's also going to be true for you. So this is a resource that I will sometimes email people before the coaching process even gets started. Why? Because this core beliefs workbook asks quite thought-provoking and some very reflective questions that can really provoke a person to really consider where they're actually at and the part that they've played in the process. Probably out of if I send 100 of these workbooks out to 100 different people, around about 65 to 70 people end up coming back and saying, "Yes, I want some life coaching. My goodness, I've got all sorts of unhelpful beliefs going on. I don't know how to change them." So what you can do is you can use a resource like this, kind of like as a ace of spades that you can share with potential future clients just to get them over that threshold and get them coming to you for a couple of sessions. But first things first, as per all workbooks and all resources, I'm going to urge you to print this off, which you'll find in the additional materials section, and work through it for yourself. All right. There's 50 questions. And what I'm going to ask you to do as a life coach now, as an aspiring life coach, is to be as thorough and as detailed in your responses as what you can be. So it might be the case that you spend a good hour, maybe an hour and a half, working through this resource. And the reason why I'm asking you to do this, because your future clients, all right, if they are on the receiving end of this resource that you send out to them, it will more often than not just be one or two questions that really get them thinking or looking at themselves or really trigger a response in them. So you want to be prepared to share with your future clients how it is that you have overcome the sticking points and hurdles that they are currently in the process of facing. All right, so be as thorough with yourself as what you can be in this workbook, but enjoy the process. All right, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.